Well, after less than 2 hours of trade on Thursday, the Aussie market is lifting. Certainly a better performance than yesterday. We're up about 0.4% at this stage. What bodes well for the gains to be maintained, hopefully for the rest of the day, is the fact that most sectors are up. 9 of 11 sectors are currently pushing higher. However, there are two sectors that are underperforming and they're falling quite heavily. That's the mining and energy sectors. Combined, that's about a third of our market, falling by an average of around 2%. Now, the catalyst seemed to be for the declines there was a speech by the head of the US Central Bank, Jerome Powell, which basically, amongst other things, suggested that all these aggressive rate hikes that are taking place at the moment over there certainly make a recession a possibility. Now, that seemed to weigh on commodity prices, including oil, which fell about 3%. We had tin down 7%, nickel was down 6%, but also copper, aluminium and lead down in the order of 2%. Adding to the declines there was the fact that iron ore prices yesterday in Singapore actually fell back for a 10th consecutive day. So all the big names, BHP, Rio, Fortescue, South32, and many of the energy stocks, including Woodside and Santos, are finding themselves in negative territory. Now, if we do manage to lift today, it will make it just the fifth gain that we've had this whole month, which I think just highlights, you know, how poorly we've actually done in June because of all these big rate hikes globally. Now, some of the losers today, some of the worst actually, include St Barbara Mines. This is a gold miner, which is currently one of the worst performers for a second day. Now, this seemed to be off the back of a price target cut today, but also it's reviewing one of its mines in PNG, which has been an underperformer. Lake Resources also continues to decline. It's basically halved in share price just this week, and this was triggered by the surprise departure of its chief executive. Ramelius, another underperformer in that gold mining space, it's down about 8%. Now, today it cut its gold production estimates for the year, which is blamed partly on heavy rain and also staff shortages, which are associated with COVID, but also influenza. And finally, AGL Energy, it's not falling anywhere near as much, but it's down about 1%. It confirmed that the initial outcomes of a review that it's currently conducting, which could impact its future strategy, is expected to be handed down in September. Now, there are some winners around today. One of them is Bubs Australia, which has done very well recently. It's up about 1.5% at the moment. In an update, it confirmed that it's flying about 180,000 tins of infant formula to the United States over the next few weeks. Bubs shares have jumped 30% in 3 weeks, actually, which is when it basically announced an agreement with the US government to basically send through around 1.25 million tins of infant formula because they're struggling with a supply shortage. Another winner today is Pilbara Minerals, which is up about 2.5%. This is a lithium miner. Basically, it's pushed back on recent bearish analyst reports, which suggested the lithium market might be peaking and is expected to cool. Pilbara today, the CEO, saying that the coalface demand is remaining incredibly strong. And evidence of this is the fact that it struck a deal to sell over $30 million of lithium to pre-auction, so at an elevated price, about 2.5 times what it earned on average in the March quarter. So its shares have jumped, but certainly still down about 30% since the start of this month. Now, the Aussie dollar finally is weaker today. It's at 69.1 US. See you again this afternoon.